Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, as we have been discussing, voting begins in general election 24 at 7 a.m. tomorrow. But for some early voters, they've already had their say, with approximately 31,000 people registered for postal votes in what's known as special voting. Many of their ballots have already been cast ahead of polling day and will be included in the weekend count. John Cook accompanied members of the court service on a visit to a nursing home in the Galway East constituency to find out more.
Do you think your vote can make a difference for you?
Oh, I hope so.
To get a rise in my pension.
You could do with a few extra bob.
Yeah, no hell.
I'm in a queue of early voters, the residents of Flannery's nursing home in Abbeynockmoy in County Galway.
So I'm Sean Chauncey. I'm Special Presiding Officer here in Flannery's nursing home. So at the minute we're just preparing the ballot papers and we have different items. So they'll need to sign their declaration, basically to say that they are who they are, and I'll then countersign that.
Okay.
And then that goes in along with their ballot paper into an envelope. And then the envelope is sealed and it goes into the ballot box.
This is what you call special voting. You're setting up a polling booth. You have the box here and it says the constituency is Galway East, the nursing home is Flannery's in Abbeynockmoy, and people are going to come in turn to vote.
Yes, exactly. So as they come then we'll mark them off on the register and they'll get their ballot paper and their chance to vote.
As Sean and his colleague Dara assist voters with questions about long ballot papers and finding their preferred candidates, their work is overseen by Garda Anne-Marie Conroy from Garda Station, who witnesses each ballot being cast. I left voters to make their individual choices and spoke to others in the nursing home, gathering to have their say.
My name is Bernardine Caron. I vote by party. Okay.
Yes. Have you always voted the same way?
Yes. I liked the way they operated, and it was in the family, going back.
Is it important for you to vote today? You're voting early ahead of everyone else, but making sure you get your vote in.
Oh, yes. It's nice to be included to vote. It gives you a voice and you don't have to explain anything.
Do you feel you can make your vote can make a difference?
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
Would you always have voted, Dennis?
Oh, would I? Well, generally, how are you? Where did I vote?
You're going back a long time now.
I didn't know I used to come. It's the Conlighter.
Charlie, how he used to call here?
It's the Conlighter a few days before, like.
Okay. What would you like the politicians to do for you, Dennis?
I'd hope the middle house and get this money they promised.
Give you the money they promised?
For the pensioners.
You're looking for a higher pension, is it?
Yeah.
And how will you spend the extra bit you get?
You can't buy the pot now, too, dear.
The pint of porter is god dear as well. That's all the cost of living they're on about, too.
To be a tenner, a pint.
A tenner a pint?
Yeah, it's not fair enough, isn't it?
Hopefully things won't go like go that way if they're all deliver on their promises. Dennis, I'll let you vote. Thank you very much for talking to me.
Now,
would you like to say hello, sir?
Sean McDonough, Clockorchin, Benlasloe, County Galway.
Sean, have you voted this way before?
Not this way, no, but I've voted all my life, like, you know. Mm-hmm. I've played a lot of hurling in my time, too. I thought a lot of Jack Lynch in my time now. Lord of mercy, you know, he was a good man.
Do you think politics has changed a lot so?
Oh, yeah. The youth has changed. I'm 80 years of age, you know. Mm. The young lads are thinking different, you know.
We'll see how many people vote on Friday. You're the first to get out and vote.
Yeah.
Some people won't. Some people say they don't bother, they're not interested, or we see the turnout could be low sometimes. What would you say to them?
Oh, Jesus, you should vote anyhow. Yeah. You go out and vote. In the great that we were allowed to vote. That's my way of thinking anyhow.
Yeah, my name is Carmel Higgins and I'm here with my father, Michael Dooley.
Michael, were you always a good man to vote?
He always voted, yeah. He always voted, and just the last few years due to ill health, he hasn't been able to do so this is lovely.
With approximately 15,510 people registered to vote in nursing homes across Ireland, figures provided to me by the Department of Local Government through the Electoral Commission reveal a similar number of people, 15,499, registered to have their say in general election 2024 by postal vote. At the courthouse in Galway City, I met returning officer Marion Chambers Higgins.
The postal votes go out to people who will not be in the country for election day. That includes the army, who are serving overseas. It includes diplomats who are also overseas. It includes some prisoners who are incarcerated at the time. It also includes some people with disabilities, or due to circumstances of their occupation, they're overseas. And then the specials we call them, they're named as, and these are the people who are in nursing homes mm-hmm. throughout the county and the city.
It's a big undertaking, so, because you've got hundreds of those special votes in terms of the two constituencies in Galway and right across the country. But is it encouraging to see how many people still want to vote or go to that extra effort to apply and to have their say?
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted when we see them come in. I think we've got 36 nursing homes between Galway City and Galway County, which is a substantial number. And indeed, we're very grateful to the managers of these nursing homes who ensure that anybody who'd like to vote in their nursing home is actually on the register of special voters. And also, there is a huge amount of work undertaken by returning officers and their very, very excellent staff to ensure that polling stations are properly set up and that the count proceeds in a most excellent manner and that every vote will count. So it's important that people go out and exercise their vote.
Now, I'm not going to ask you who you're voting for.
Just as well. Because God knows what trouble it caused.
Back in Abinockmoy, Patricia told me she moved from Manchester to Mayo 47 years ago and is resident here at Flannery's nursing home for the past 4 years.
But I'm wondering how you make up your mind. Is it about knowing somebody in the locality, or did you watch any of the political debates on the telly or listen on the radio?
I'm watching very closely the television and I am interested in it, even though I'm the age I am. Because I think everybody, no matter what stage in life you're at, we all need to, our needs. Mm-hmm. And you might have a child with a disability, but it's no different when you're an old person mm-hmm. with a disability. But the personalities that are coming out, mm-hmm. It does make the likes of me think, is this the person to rule our country? That's all I'll say about it.
Well, you've made your decision, so I'll let you vote. You know, a lot of people maybe say, I won't vote, or yeah. they forget to, or we see turnout is low sometimes. Oh, what do you say? Do you think it's important?
I think if you've got something to say about the way the government has run, or something you want, the first thing you have to do is vote. Don't come along afterwards when you haven't voted and say, well, I want this and I want that and he's wrong and she's right. Mm-hmm. You have to vote first and get in there and say what you think. You know, you're entitled to it. And maybe if more people said what they wanted instead of moaning what they didn't have, we might get a bit further mm-hmm. and certainly to agree on things.
Patricia, I think you sound like a politician yourself. Would you ever think of running?
I'm beginning to think that.
Next time. Thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And that thanks to Patricia and other early voters at Flannery's nursing home. Speaking to John Cook in County Galway.